Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim. This is The Positive Truth, where we're bringing positive news because it's going on everywhere and you're never hearing about it. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I like that intro.
Yeah, I've been trying to find the perfect one. I feel like that one might be good, but I already forgot it because I've been improvised. But you know what I'm not forgetting? About how to support our podcast. You can like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend. That's how we spread all this positive news. We're not quitting anytime soon. We hear everyone telling us to keep on going. No plans on stopping. We also have a Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and a Twitter. And a Gmail, so you can let us know about any positive news story you want us to talk about. And you can see all our positive news and videos that we post on our Facebook page and pictures and all the other fun stuff on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube. And yeah, Tim, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get it.
All right. So Pivot is a nonprofit organization that here in Oklahoma, it is going to build tiny homes for those that are age 16 to 19 that do not have parents around, and they will be able to live in these homes. Many of the residents that are going to be able to stay in these homes are too old for foster care or are homeless. Pivot says living on their own will teach them a valuable life lesson and give them a sense of community.
And they don't have to pay for it, right?
Exactly. They get hooked up with all these other nonprofits that are doing something for the homelessness here in Oklahoma City. And Pivot is focusing on their campus, which is in the northeast side of Oklahoma City. They're building these first six houses off of a grant from Impact Oklahoma, and they plan to have 85 houses built over the next 10 years on Pivot's campus. I thought this was awesome. Definitely to help out the homelessness in our communities is always needed. So shout out to Pivot.
Yeah, that's an awesome story, man. Doing great things in Oklahoma City. That's what we're based out of. Tim finding those local stories, and I like it.
Absolutely. I had to, do a theme since you got me last time, man.
I actually have a theme again today. Mine are going to be double hitters since mine are so quick. First one is Canadian air traffic controllers. Basically, they sent pizzas to the U.S. counterparts working without pay. I think it's awesome because pizza is the greatest food ever. I know Tim doesn't agree with me, but I don't care. Pizza's the best.
Pizza's good. I had this story, and I did not say it because I knew you would have it.
Because pizza's the best.
I saw pizza in the headlines. I was like, oh, JP's got this.
Exactly. I think that's an awesome show of camaraderie. Just shows you how everyone around this world is sticking together, and it's just what we're about here at The Positive Truth. Speaking of sticking together, Mike and Amy Moeller have donated $1 million to the OSF Healthcare Foundation for a new freestanding state-of-the-art cancer center in Alton. I think it's awesome. Donating $1 million to a new, any sort of cancer center is always awesome. So it's in Alton, Illinois. Shout out to them.
For sure, man. That's awesome.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, I have a story about a Cleveland Brown quarterback named Baker Mayfield, who's also a former Oklahoma University quarterback.
Okay.
He is releasing a clothing line to benefit the Special Olympics in the Cleveland area. Through a partnership with Barstool Sports, Mayfield will release a collection of t-shirts, sweatshirts featuring outlines of his signature 5 o'clock shadow, black eye, and bandana. And Mayfield said 100% of the proceeds will be donated to the Special Olympics in the Cleveland area. I think that's amazing. Shout out to this man. I became a little bit more of his fan, even though I don't really watch football.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. More people should do that.
Absolutely, man. I had no idea this man was going to do something like this. And I know they have the Special Olympics going on here in Oklahoma City at the at OCCC. And I know I went down there and it's too packed to even get inside. So there was no way I was going to go inside. And I just love the fact that people are giving back and paying more attention to the Special Olympics. It's an amazing event that's been going on for a while now.
See, that's why you got to subscribe and tell your friends about the Positive Truths, because we're talking about the great things going on like that when there's so many people involved, but it's just never in the national news.
Tú sabes.
You know what else isn't in the national news? Our positive meditation time, Tim. Since we're at the halfway point of the podcast of our positive news stories, me and Tim do audio meditation. It's where we talk about one thing we're grateful for, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. We encourage every listener to think about one thing they're grateful for. We guarantee you'll make your day a little bit more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I'm grateful for community. I'm grateful for social media. Like, the stories I found today, man, were all on my news feed. I basically was going through. I was bored, had nothing to do at this time. I think Layla was asleep. And I'm like, oh, hey, this is a cool positive news story. I should talk about this on the podcast. Go down a little bit more. Oh, hey, I could save this one too. So here we are talking about these positive news stories that everybody else is starting to see, starting to share. And I noticed on my social media feed, it's not as much negativity anymore. It's a lot more positivity. People giving back and helping and sharing all the good news around them. And it's a beautiful world to live in right now.
That's because the Facebook algorithm has figured out you're all about the positivity. So that's now all you're seeing.
That's what I was thinking earlier, but I'm gonna give it to the universe.
I mean, when you do positive things, you attract positive things, man.
Law of attraction.
I am grateful for books. I just ordered a new one. It's one of the two things I do during the school break or while the semester is going on to help me unwind at the end of the night, because I have a lot of things going on in between 40 hours of work or like 35 and a full school load and the podcast. The podcast, working out, and reading books are basically the best thing ever for me. And I think it's amazing how people that do fiction stories can create whole fantasy worlds. And it ties into my next little double header positive news story. Did you know
I like it.
Book sales are at an all-time high. And it's not just on a Kindle. It's not just ebook based. Physical books are at a record high too. I think it's awesome. More people reading than ever. And U.S. cancer rate has been declining for the past 25 years, Tim.
Awesome and awesomer, for sure.
And Tim has an even more awesomer story now. What do you got, Tim?
Oh, man. So I have a story about a young man named Foley Smith. I shared this story on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. So if you saw the story, you guys, I'm sorry for repeating it, but it's amazing. Foley Smith is a high school student at Capitol Hill High School here in South Oklahoma City. And he is a music lover. He plays in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. Even when everybody's asleep, he just likes music. He's a passionate kid. And he's a very talented senior who, a few years ago when he was diagnosed with appendicitis and his parents weren't doing too well, he became homeless. They ended up living in his grandparents' farm. There wasn't any heater, no ventilation. So in the wintertime, it was brutal. They used to fight to cuddle with their dog. He said that as soon as he was old enough, he got two jobs and would sometimes only get 30 minutes of sleep before he went to school so he could try to make enough money to buy himself a car so he can get from point A to point B. I mean, his story right there, it's tough. And recently, he got a phone call while he was at a luncheon at the Region Food Bank, and he was accepted to OU, the University of Oklahoma. He will pay for his college with the money from the Oklahoma Promise and Crimson Commitment, and he wants to study music. It's a super inspiring news story. If you guys want to check out an interview video they have of him, it's going to be on our Facebook page once again at the Positive Truth Podcast. I'm super happy for him. I'm super excited for him. And I'm excited to see all the great things he does in his future.
We need to interview him, Tim.
Man, we could get a hold of this kid.
For sure.
That's not very hard at all.
Do it, Tim. Do it.
Challenge accepted.
Nice. Well, I don't have a more awesomer story than that, because that's pretty awesomer, if you know what I mean. But I do have just a couple of, you know, people sending us positive news stories, and I'm one of those people that apparently likes numbers, since I'm taking, since I am an engineer.
You are the stat guy.
I am the stat guy. Did you know, Tim, that 300,000 people per day get access to electricity and clean water for the first time?
Really?
300,000 a day. And that's not it. That's not the end of my doubleheader positive news stories. Since the 1500s, basically, at least two of the world's largest powers have been at war more than 50% of the time since the 1500. For the first time ever, there's been no war or conflict in Western Europe in about three generations, and global conflict has dropped almost to zero.
I'm just saying, that's pretty awesome.
We went from World War II to where? I mean, World War II wasn't nice. It's about as good a summary as I can have. And this decline has been almost to zero. We still have a little ways to go, but it's not all bad. Anytime you hear about the negativity in the news, just think, 300,000 people per day are getting access to electricity and water, and global conflicts are dropping yearly. And that's awesome.
And then think the positive truth is awesome and continue and do some great things out there in the world.
Yeah. And you know how you do those great things? With a positive quote in mind. So Tim, let's hear that quote.
Got you. Choose to be optimistic. It feels way better. Dalai Lama.
It does feel way better. That's what this podcast is all about. Choose to be optimistic. Do one nice thing today. Spread that positivity. And we'll come back around like Tim's positive news stories on a social media feed.
Yeah.
Until next time, we're out.
Stay positive.